Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Ilana Europa, Monday. Oh, I love Monday. Nobody likes Mondays, but I very, very much so. Anyway, dark, cold, little bit rainy. Blech. Weather like that in California doesn't happen too often. But when I'm in my own chair, I have a chair. I have four chairs in my studio. I feel really, really well and comfortable. Today, especially because I'm surrounded by talents that I'm so excited to interview and just bring to everybody's hearts and houses and ears. Whoever will fall in love with them, probably they will like to know what is happening in their life over and over and over. Happens. They both are Polish. Happens. They are really good looking Polish people. I'm Polish too. I'm also a good looking woman. But the one on the right side, she's young, she's hot, she's full energy, she's blonde with beautiful blue eyes, so Slavic, so Polish, and I just feel like to hug her and just call her my daughter. And I will tell people how this happened, that Paulina, that's her name, just why she's here and how did I meet her. Okay, Paulina, what is your name?
Well, my name is Paulina.
One second, can you say one more time? Your name is?
My name is Paulina Sadecka.
Paulina Sadecka. If I will be your very good friend, I will say Paulinka.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, that's very friendly, very cute. And I think people need to learn that Polish people, we like to use this cute...
It's a beautiful way of saying my name.
Yeah,
I love it.
Paulinka is just the most beautiful... It's a beautiful, beautiful name. I'm hoping you will not change your name.
Oh, never.
When you will be very, very, very successful actor.
I like being Paulina from Poland. It gives me a little P there, you know.
That's cute. Okay. Yes, we have one more gentleman in the studio with us. And I'm so excited that you had a time, or made a time, to come here. Because sometimes, you know, when I call 2-3 days before the show, I'm just looking sometimes how to pair my guests. And mostly I'm pairing people who are musicians, people with acting people, writers, with also musicians, or just very unusual people. But you have so many things going on in life, and I think you are a very, very colorful guest for my show. Then what is your name?
First of all, thank you for having me. And it actually worked out perfectly because I've been away for 7 weeks. I've been in Europe and I just got back. So you just caught me on my probably day one here back in LA.
Perfect timing.
So perfect timing, exactly.
Meant to be. And your name is?
My name is Martin. My family original name from Poland is Harasimowicz, and I still use it as a writer. And I have a nickname, Martin Harris, which I use here in the entertainment world.
Yeah, and you already mentioned that you are a writer.
Yeah.
And then I would love to put you in this nice corner of I'm talking to a writer. But oh my gosh, we will very, very soon find out that no. Your life is like turning so many ways in different directions. Yes?
True.
And you like this way.
Yeah, it's sometimes, you know, sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes it's a lot. Yeah, it's a lot. That's true. I just started a lot of things in my life. I never wanted to stop.
You know,
I was adding new things, but I didn't stop the old thing. So it added up.
I always, also from time to time, I mention on my show that some people in my life called me me, you're too pushy. To me, my way of life is to just always look forward to something new that is cooking in my head, and I never question, will these things happen? I just naturally am having some ideas, and I'm going for to hope that they will come true, the ideas, or I will make them work. And I'm persistent. I found out being in America for 25 years, having so many wonderful American friends that sometimes they're looking at me and saying, gosh, how do you do it all? How do you do that? You're a Polish girl. You know, you don't have like, oh, I have a lot of courage. I never question my abilities, even when sometimes I don't have one. In a certain time, I always say, okay, I'll learn. But you came to this country 8 years ago?
Yeah, 8 years ago, yeah.
And you were established in Poland, yes,
as the time I was, yeah. Now I'm more established here.
I
de-established myself in Poland a little bit, but the story is, I'll try to make it as short as possible. I started as a musician, as a singer in a heavy metal band. We were about to record our first album, and then we just, you know, broke up as a band. And the label company, they felt that I would be a good guy to use in some capacity. So I started writing for them. I started writing for this record company, yes. Koch International. They asked me to like write about their albums they were releasing, you know, like Electric Light Orchestra, stuff like that. My first interview I think I did for them was with Perfect, Polish band Perfect. And then it led to me writing for biggest rock magazine in Poland, Tylko Rock, and I was also working with the radio station, both in Wrocław and Warsaw. Then I switched into sports journalism when I was 18, and I did it for 10 years. I worked for all the biggest Polish newspapers, plus I was a guest on the Polish national TV many times, plus I had my own program in Polish Canal Plus, my own talk show. And I continued doing that until I was, you know, in my late 20s. And I remember the moment when it actually has changed a little bit. There was a new newspaper by biggest Polish at the time editor Agora. They have Gazeta Wyborcza, but they tried to do the second newspaper, they bought me from biggest Polish sports newspaper where I was working. They offered me a very good contract, and then after 6 months they collapsed.
Well, no.
They decided to close the newspaper. So it was my first moment when I started thinking about doing something else. But also, I got more and more involved into just watching a lot of movies. That became my favorite thing. Like, until I was like 26, 27, I didn't watch any movies at all. I didn't go to cinema. It was all sports, music, sports, music, sports, music. But then I just cut the bug, and it was movies, 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 and more movies. And I started watching classics and thinking about it, thinking what would be my next goal. And I was thinking maybe this would be screenwriting. So I decided to come here in 2007. I didn't tell people at work. I was working at the time for Życie Warszawy and for Sport Club TV. So I had one job at television, one job in the newspaper. And I came here for 3 weeks. And because I knew Kobe Bryant as a basketball writer, so I remember I had a conversation with Kobe. It's funny because I told this story a week ago in Polish radio, because I was a guest in Polish radio in Warsaw a week ago, because I was
who
in
was
Poland.
Your host?
Hirek Wrona.
Hi.
Yeah, I will send it to him. I will send it to him for
hopefully
sure.
Hopefully he can call us one day when you'll be
yeah,
back in
no,
our
absolutely.
Radio. We'll have really conversation between two radios. That would be so, so hard. Okay, Dan, you said that you were in Poland and had the same interview really in Poland. Right now you are repeating the story on
Elite
Radio.
It's just different
just
angle.
Just give it to us, this angle. We love it.
Yeah, but this is a cool story. And yeah. I always, because it's a very motivational story. So I knew Kobe Bryant a little bit because, you know, I was traveling a lot to America from Poland to deliver, stories and either on camera or for newspapers about NBA, about basketball. So I was the guy doing that in Poland. I was known in Poland, and people knew me mainly as a basketball guy. So I was traveling at least once or twice a year to do that. And I met Kobe Bryant several times on several occasions. So when I came here in 2007, you know, he already knew me. So I had this conversation with him when we were walking through the tunnel after the Lakers game against Seattle Supersonics. Remember that very clearly. It was November 2007. And I said, Kobe, I need your advice. Tell me, what should I do? I have a good life. I have, you know, my apartment. I have two jobs, great career, because I was also writing, you know, all around the world stories. And I can continue to do that. But I'm 30 years old this year, and I'm thinking about doing something else. I'm thinking about coming here and starting all over in show business. What should I do? Should I be rational or should I go
Take
crazy?
Yeah.
She said, what is your heart telling you? And I said, my heart is telling me to try. She said, then go with your heart.
Wow.
And I did, and I moved here. I took one bag. I didn't know a single person here, a single person here in Los Angeles. I didn't even have a proper visa, as I found out after I came here.
Martin, it's just really great to listening to you.
You know?
I love
it was
to
tough.
Not... Yeah, it was tough. That's,
at the beginning, it was tough, because... And not here. It wasn't... I mean, it was tough here, but it was more tough that people found out in Poland...
That
because
you
I, you know, that first I wanted to do screenwriting and then I wanted to learn, you know, how the actors are thinking. So I went to into acting class and I got the acting back and I started acting. And people found out in Poland about it and there was a lot of negative comments about it.
Yeah.
Because they knew me as a sports guy, as a journalist.
Okay,
as a broadcast.
But now let's rewind a little bit your life story. You are still very, very young man, and we are talking about gentlemen being in Poland, having career in your early 20s. You are talking being a writer for sports magazine. You had your own TV shows. You just really were very comfortable with your life. You had a chance to travel, which most of Polish people were jealous probably about, because that was your work. But also, you know, it's just not everybody can do what you were doing so freely. And then in one day you decided, uh-oh, I have a dream. I want to try something new, which comes back to the same things that my life over and over I'm facing in my life. To challenge that you can fold your arms and be afraid of to take, or you just push harder and just see what's happened. And I'm that person, and mostly when I build something, I build from completely zero, and I'm finding the way how to make myself comfortable and just still believe and hope that what I have in front of me really is the right answer for my life, okay? And I will move very gently to our beautiful Paulina, because this is something so unusual that a young girl, with blessing of the parents, just decides to move to another country to study, to become an actor. This is like for Martin and for me. I was a singer-songwriter and I had a lot of hits in Poland and I was doing a lot of good stuff there. I was established, touring, just was fine. Everything was fine. And then my life turned and I become citizen of this world that I knew nothing about, and my English till this day is still not perfect, but trust me, people 20 something years ago was very, very, very hard for me, and I had no Polish people around. I was surrounded by people speaking in English exclusively, and they were all in a business, like heavy business, banking or something, sometimes very boring, smart people. And I just needed to just find myself and start writing, composing, recording, dreaming. And I wasn't the youngest. You know, you are a beautiful young girl. You came from Poland. What town did you come from?
I'm from the north of Poland, from Gdynia.
Beautiful, beautiful place.
It's definitely one of my favorites.
Okay, now then you are like 17, 18, and look at beautiful young mommy. I met your mommy. That's how I met you. I was singing at New Year party, and I was sponsoring on my show. Accenton was sponsoring the New Year party, and your mom was there, beautiful lady, and we just struck a short conversation, and she mentioned about you. I'm like, yeah, give me your beautiful girl. Let's talk about this great actor and her dreams, because that's why we have the show, Accented Show, and I'm so proud of both of you and myself, too, that we are in this room together. Then, 18, 17, when did you decide, that's mommy and daddy, bye, can you help me? I'll leave you, maybe forever, but give me your money and blessing and I will take my chance. That's what's happened?
Actually, I was very, very young when I first decided to go back then. My, you know, perfect idea was to move to Hollywood. And I was
so cool.
7 years old when I decided that. And somehow it just dragged on behind me until I was 16, and I suggested my parents that they should let me go to LA, and they agreed on that. So when I was 18, I left the country.
First time?
No, I've been traveling a lot before, in the US, in different cities in LA as well.
Because of family connections or something?
My family, my parents, my sister, we just love exploring new cities, new countries. And America was, you know, this faraway land for us and my dream, so...
What about your sister?
She stayed in Poland.
She doesn't have your dreams, the same dreams?
No, she's very down to earth, I would say.
She's happy where she is, which is beautiful. I love people like that too. That
I wish I was like that, you know?
Sometimes me too. I'm like, gosh, enough of it. Sit on the couch, take a remote and just enjoy your life. No, I have so much stuff to do. Okay, 18. You say, mommy, that's the place that I want to start my life, yes? And dream big, Hollywood.
They let me go. They came here for the first 5 months with me. Also, the first year, I was lucky enough to have my ex-boyfriend with me, so it wasn't that hard on me as probably on other people because I wasn't entirely alone.
Okay.
Then once he moved out, it started getting hard on me.
But you had school.
I have amazing friends who are like my family right now. And it's just actually crazy because ever since I moved here, I have all these friends and they are my family. I cannot imagine my life without them. And it's funny how you just move somewhere and you find these people that are your people, you know.
That's what is the best, I think, about travels and just taking your chance. You will find your friends everywhere and then this becomes your home. You studying in LA, yes? Acting?
Yeah. Yes, I went to the New York Film Academy. They have a campus in LA. So it's not in New York, as many of the people think. And
that's a good name.
Yeah, I love that name. And they were focusing on the practical study. So we were in front of the camera every day. And that's why I chose this one. We also had the opportunity to work on the Universal Backlot. So that was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And they were also one of not as many programs that I found and I liked that I was able to get my bachelor degree in acting from. So I got my bachelor's there. It was so much fun. I would never expect that school can be fun. And that was amazing. And I actually loved the comedy classes the best. I'm not that great at comedy, but it was so much fun.
Yeah, I was teaching last semester at Santa Monica Los Angeles Performance Arts Conservatory, which is exclusively international school for people from all around the world. And I had 15 students, like from Japan, Canada, nobody was from Poland, Russia, just they were from all over. They were actors, but they wanted to learn how to sing. And I found like four amazing talents and maybe another four that I will be teaching one-on-one a little bit more, but three of them are ready practically for recordings, and they never sang before.
Wow.
And they discover in a 10-week course. That was just so amazing. And I'm hoping with another beautiful, wonderful, smart Polish person, which was my guest for last 3 weeks here when he was here, Marek Lisiecki, hopefully will be working with the school and start bringing the dreamers from Poland to learn acting, directing, screenwriting.
Yeah.
It's in Santa Monica. The school is in Santa Monica on the 3rd Promenade. Anybody wants connection, I have ins for sure. Very, very good one. Okay, then 3 years from... ago or 4 years ago, now you have your title. The Santa Monica School offers a visa, F1 visa, 1 year long after.
Oh yeah, that's what my school is also giving to the students. But I got a green card instead, so I didn't need that.
That's even better.
That's definitely better.
Green card. Now, your life is typical life of an actor. Yes, you wake up in the morning and you research,
casting.
You submit
to the auditions. Yes. You. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I read some monologues, some plays. I still try to find... I mean, I have some good monologues, but... I'm still looking for the perfect one, you know?
You see, what I learned in life, that you never know what is perfect. I was searching always for the perfect song that will break me to the radio. Ha, da. In music, like you know, Martin, you never can predict what hit is, really. And fact is that the biggest two hits in my own country came when I was the sickest person in the whole wide world. I recorded something on one half of my vocal abilities, and songs were completely like recorded day before. Next day, I was on a stage, and public decided that that's just hot songs and they work so well on the radio. Then I'm saying sometimes don't overthink with the perfect one. You know what I'm saying? You just go and do it because you never know what is the perfect one. What is the perfect reading? So you could be the bestest in the tiniest role, and the tiniest role will win you, you know, big award. Awards. Okay, let's come back to our gentleman. Now you are in LA.
Mm-hmm.
And you came back from?
From Poland, but it was a long trip.
And Belgium, yes?
Yeah, I went to Belgium. I went to Belgium pretty exciting at the beginning of December. I did the movie in Belgium, my first in Europe, so it was very nostalgic for me, to be honest with you.
On the Europe and the towns is... what time did you... you were in Belgium, but what town you were taping?
We were in Brussels for most of the time.
Okay.
But we were actually also using a lot of locations outside of Brussels.
My older daughter lives in Brussels for like 7 years.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful, but it was raining.
It's
cold.
Beautiful. You know, like, it wasn't as cold as Warsaw later, but I'll get to that. Just the one thing that was kind of shocking for me in Brussels is that there is no restaurants open between 4 and 7 p.m.
That's so very weird.
You can't eat, and those are my eating hours. My stomach works very.
I think everybody's stomach works whenever stomach wants. Whatever stomach wants. Then you're right.
That
having
was weird. Yeah.
3 hours break, but the Danish cookies, you can always find them in waffles and this amazing. Yeah, yeah. I will be on this diet but for 3 hours with a good excuse why I'm eating the sweets. Mm-hmm. Okay,
yeah, then, a lot of sweets.
But we're talking about your past and many hats that you are wearing. Mm-hmm. Now we are talking acting.
Yeah, and here, you know. It's
how this happened?
Yeah, it's kind of weird because I never thought that I'm going to do that, you know. And it just happened. I went to Stella Adler Academy mostly to learn acting for writing. Kind of weird way to put it, but that's what I wanted originally to do. And just cut the buck and I started acting. I never fully like gave it 100%, but I started booking stuff, you know, like I booked this TV show, The Last Ship. Mm-hmm. I had pretty good role with both stars of the show. It was a guest star.
Who are the stars?
The stars were Rona Mitra. She's a pretty famous British actress.
Yes.
And the guy, Eric Dane, who was a star of Grey's Anatomy.
Wonderful.
I was beating him up, and Rona Mitra killed me.
Okay,
anyway, yeah.
Happens.
Eventually, she did. I did a lot of independent films, you know, and the one I did, in Brussels was actually a fun one because I played a werewolf. So I had a lot of prosthetics, a lot of makeup. I was a bad guy. I was a villain, one of the main villains. And one of the stars of the film, and that's his first. That's why we will get a lot of publicity, I believe, with this film, because one of the stars of the film, and she didn't do a movie in 3 years, was Lindsay Lohan.
Of course, that's good for you.
So
I love her. I even like her as a singer, and I know a little. Tough few years in her life, but she's a great actor.
She lives in Europe. Can you imagine that?
Yeah,
she does.
In London.
Yeah,
good for her. Whatever works. We don't hear about her anymore in a way that nobody wants to hear about her. But mm-hmm. we want to hear what you are saying, that she is an actor and acting, and you are in the same movie with her. Congratulations, and
thank
wish
you very much.
Both of you the best. She's a beautiful, smart, very good actor. You know, man, and very young. Gosh, whole life in front of her.
Yeah, she's only 29.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
and she's
amazing.
In the business for like 20 years.
I know.
It's crazy.
Okay, let's take a little break, and in a fun way, we add another business to your business, Martin, acting. Okay?
Yeah.
And we'll come back to it. I'm sure you have a lot to say about that. But for right now, maybe one of the songs that I like to play, Easy Come, Easy Go, is Little Rock. Song, and I know Martin, you are a rocker.
Yeah,
and I will be having next Monday. Oh, in Tuesday, this Tuesday, a great Polish/American producer for all of these bands that you mentioned and you work with, Adam Abramek. He will be here. He will be writing. We have whole month writing sessions for a lot of artists. And today, I just finished a lyrics for Beata Kozidrak for her English version of one of her newest songs. And just it's so funny because we are so far away, but we are working like we are next to each other. Like Poland and America is getting closer. And having all of you here with me, I feel like I'm just in home in both countries. Okay, Easy Come, Easy Go, Ilona Europa and Josh Harris, a producer for Killers, Cher, Madonna, and lots of more. And Ilona Europa. Easy Come, Easy Go.
I believe I didn't mean to hurt. hurt you when I said maybe you are not so right about the other day. I believe we've reached the point of no return this time. Anyway, I believe you didn't mean to hurt me when you said sometimes love's a game we play.
Writing lyrics, I'm stronger every day. Who will think that many years later, after writing, I will really be living real life, you know, what I wrote about. I'm stronger every day, and I believe my beautiful guest and strong guest, they will be doing the same, never will give up their dreams, and just we'll see what next day will bring. Paulina. We were just talking that you will be on Saturday just attending some ball.
Yeah, there's a Polish ball from the group of Krakusy. It's going to be on Queen Mary. And I'm super excited to go and buy my gown for it. So I can't
just
wait.
You will be just enjoying yourself?
Yes, there's going to be a lot of nice, interesting people. A lot of Polish people, which is definitely missing in my life here.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to meet all of them. There's lots of my friends that I have here. I was just telling Martin that you should go. I hope, Ilona, you're going to be there.
I have a co-host from the show. He's coming. Marek will be there, and he said he will tell me everything, what was going on there. And hopefully we'll have some good guest that he will meet there and will bring to our Accent On TV, the best of Poland and Europe and the rest of the world, within 20 minutes. Please, everybody who is listening to this one and wants to see the gorgeous Paulina's eyes, blue eyes, will have no close-ups, but I swear to God, she's a beautiful girl. And obviously, Martin, you're a very handsome gentleman. Then everybody can listen. We'll be talking, repeating some of our story, because, like I said, the Accent On TV, the best of Poland and Europe, is taped, and only a few shows on LA Talk Radio have the privilege to be taped, and we are one of them. Then, thank you very much. Coming back to hard-working people.
Where are they?
Where are they? Yes, we really work hard, but we love that. We love this way, and that's not really so bad. I never feel like I'm working hard. I always believe I can work harder, and that's my problem. Then, Paulinka, when you wake up in the morning, what are you doing? Because some days you are just doing nothing.
Yeah, probably. There are some days that, you know, I mean, the submission for the auditions, it really takes you 2 hours if you didn't do it last day. And you know, you have to catch up on the stuff from the yesterday. So technically, after the 2 hours, let's say hour and a half of submissions, I usually, you know, eat breakfast and drink my coffee. And either try to do something creative. I love painting. I'm very bad at that, so don't get me wrong. I'm not a painter. I would say it's more very crazy, you know, lines and patterns.
That's again, things just that we're not supposed to say, I don't know how, I don't know if I'm good. Yeah. You are great in painting.
Oh, definitely. I think every of my paintings on
me
the wall.
Too.
And
that's
I don't
what
care
I'm
if
saying.
Nobody likes it, you know? And my mom says it's pretty, okay?
I'm sure.
So
that
if my mom likes it.
I definitely want to see that. 100%.
Martin, are you a painter?
No, that's nothing. Nothing I can do.
I believe that in the age of 60, you will discover that really maybe, that's what maybe. You
yeah,
want
you
to do.
Yeah, you should just try it, you know?
Yeah, I don't want to say, but I was with Natasha Miraja 2 weeks ago. She won classes, painting classes in Westlake Village. Amazing, amazing place. Like 50, 60 people sit around the tables. They have a painter with headphones. The music is playing, that really pump-up music, like dance music. Then you can have wines and a little food. And people just painting the same picture that was Monet. And 50 people had the same Monet. Everybody a little differently. Nothing was like Monet, but we loved it. It's a beautiful way of really spending 3 hours just
especially
doing something.
Especially if you have free time. It's good because it develops your imagination.
Yeah, I can bring wine. You'll be painting, I'll bring wine.
You know what?
It's a form of meditation, you know?
This is a form of meditation, and I discovered, like you say, that it's displayed on my wall. I hate blue color on my wall. Doesn't match as any antiques that I have, but don't care.
Yeah.
We did it with my daughter, and we are so proud of it.
Exactly.
Mr. Martin, now, you went in LA back 7 weeks later, and you went to Warsaw. We were talking about food in our country. It's just above and beyond.
Yeah, good. I was in Switzerland first, though.
Oh, okay.
Because one of my friends, who was one of the investors in this film in Belgium as well. Okay. Well, small investor. But he was also with me in Belgium for the last week in Belgium. So we went to Switzerland together, and I took a little vacation there. I loved it. I love Switzerland. It's fantastic.
Okay, weather.
Oh, amazing. Even if it's cold, you don't feel it. You know, if
you're
in the
mountains. Are you like skiing, doing stuff like that?
I didn't do it for a while. I used to ski a lot back in Poland. I kind of stopped doing that in LA, and more out of lack of time and lack of not pushing myself in this direction, because I know people still ski here in LA, go to Big Bear and they do that. Yeah. And that's the beautiful thing about LA, that you can ski and lay on beach on the same day, technically.
That's so true. Yeah.
It's possible. So more of me being just lazy, I didn't do it here in LA. And I didn't do it in Switzerland, but such amazing views, great nature, amazing. It was a great trip. And then I went to Poland to see my parents.
come on, Americans, wonderful people. You understand that it's so, when you are in Europe, it's like hour, 2 hours away from everywhere where you want to go and wherever you want to fly, and it costs not so much money. I think whatever you say, you're supposed to save some money instead of going again to Vegas or Hawaii or Mexico. Just take your children and go to Europe and you will go crazy for everything what you see there. And like I said, my country, Poland, we recommend a lot. Because also, food is great. And you eating, what do you like to eat in Poland?
First of all, you know, like I like to cook.
What else? I do it here. What else? And you are a bachelor, maybe?
Yes, I am.
People, girls, listen. Oh, now everybody needs to switch to channel, listen, video channel.
I have my flaws too. You know, like, for example, I bought myself a coffee maker 4 months ago and I don't know how to start it. So I still go to Starbucks.
Very good option too. Or just buy the, you know, dry coffee.
I have it. I just don't know how to use it.
Oh, you will learn. Anyway, then in Warsaw, how long you spent?
I was in, first, my parents live in Wrocław. That's my hometown. That's where I was born and went to school.
Yeah.
So my father is a professor at the university there, and my mom is she retired and she you know takes care of the house right now. But my uncle, like my I would say we're not close relatives, but we found some sort of relation, some sort of roots. He's a very famous Polish screenwriter. So I met with him, with Cezary Harasimowicz. Yeah. And we discussed some projects and we discussed something that I believe will be the future of what I'm doing. You know, I want to do co-productions between Poland and the United States, film-wise.
And now we are going to topic that I will call, wow, you really, really are thinking dangerously.
Yeah.
You are thinking big. You are taking a chances and you better don't think about failing. You better don't even question failing.
No.
I so love it because I don't want to compare us, but all of us, I know is no for me. It's like no, until I will give myself pass to say no to everything what I do, I will just suck to every second what I wanted from life and see if I don't fail. You, I little understand, we don't need to say what is your plan, but seems like this will be bigger production.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to do it all by yourself. In a way, could you describe who is your hero?
So I have to start with where it all started, you know.
Yes.
Like it started kind of I never planned it, you know, because I was acting not as much as I wanted to, and I wrote two books which I published in Poland, one in 2013, one in 2014.
About?
No, sorry, 2014 was the first one, 2015 was the second one.
We are talking recent stuff.
Yeah. I published two books, and especially one was pretty successful. The other one is more ambitious, and it got, you know, very good reviews. It's still on the market. Well, both are still on the market, I think.
What was the topic?
One, I wrote a biography of LeBron James.
Okay.
And the other one was the study on the history of the Lakers as an organization, but more with showing the social changes in America, showing, you know, the racism of the 50s, the, you know, showing the sexual revolution of the 80s, showing a lot of different topics that were kind of... The Lakers were just the driving force of the book, but it showed the bigger picture.
And
the funny thing I'll tell you, which I found out by studying a lot, because I prepared myself for 7 years to this book, and that's why I'm pretty proud of this one particularly, because I put a lot of work into it, and it kind of closed some sort of chapter of my life, because I think so, in a way. And the funny thing is then the Lakers, which are the one of the biggest sport clubs in the world, and obviously the biggest club here in LA, you won't believe that. They started as a franchise in Minneapolis. They moved to Los Angeles in 1960, but they started as a franchise in Minneapolis in 1946. And you will never believe who wrote the check to start a club.
Cool.
Who founded a Polish cool. immigrant.
Oh, no.
Yeah. From Ostrowiec. Polish immigrant who was an owner of a network of movie theaters in Minneapolis. He paid $15,000 to start a club.
We need to make this big.
Yeah, I know.
We really need to make this big here in America, because I don't want to call us, like, I really believe that Polish people are so strong in building America's future and today's day. We do so well here. And somehow, even in Los Angeles, it's very hard to meet another Polish person who easily speaks about the past or what they do. They are very quiet about them, about themselves. You know, and then I have this place and microphones. I really want all my beautiful Americans to know that, you know, the Polish people are really hot, smart, bright, and these things that you said right now, it's just history of America sports, and Polish person paid $15,000 and start something so big.
Yeah.
That what a challenge, and what a also...
Now it costs $5 billion. If the Lakers sell the franchise, it will be $5 billion.
And this guy probably had no chance to get money back, or percentage or something?
No, they sold it. They sold it, I think, for... But he made a profit on it, but they sold it, yes.
Okay, that's good. Okay, then book, two books, you said. Then two books are still in Poland. Who was a publisher?
SQN Publishing, they're pretty big, especially on the sports market. They're very aggressive, and they sell a lot of sports books in Poland. Very supportive, fine people. They're from Krakow, so I visited in Krakow a few times. I couldn't do it. We almost agreed to a meeting, but I just didn't have time to go to Krakow this time. But I'll go there again because it's a beautiful town.
Oh, another book.
Yeah. By the way, you know, the funny thing is that a friend of mine actually produced a film, American film, Kasia. She produced an American film in Krakow when I was in Poland. I mean, yeah, kind of in the same time. I was in Belgium at the time, but all right, almost the same time. And Jim Carrey, he went to Poland, and he was in Krakow, and he was making jokes on the set because my friend was acting in it, and she said that, you know, Jim Carrey, like, he had this one two-liners, it was making fun, and he came to her in the morning, and he said, "This morning I went jogging, but I had to stop because I was chased by a big dragon."
Okay, what was he drinking? But, you know, in Krakow, these things can happen. Yeah. We have somewhere dragon living under the castles. Then again, come back to Poland and see Poland. Just see, maybe, most of Americans have some Polish roots anyway. Come back to Poland. Just check our dragons. Okay, let's take a little bit break, and we have 10 more minutes before we end our show. One more song, and that's a new song. Like I said, next week we have a producer of the song here with us. And Natasha Miraya sings this song. Listen up, mix.
This summer makes me wanna cry. Last winter made me warm. I miss you, miss you. And time is running out. I'm walking on the beach alone. The sand looks like the snow. I miss you, miss you. I let you go. Why?
Okay, we wrote the song when Adam Abramek was here, I think 7 months ago. And that was fun. He brought guitars to my place and we just started writing. Then Kira Nicole, my beautiful, talented singer that I'm also developing, and she did her own version, and we'll be playing her version, 13-year-old version. She's 13-year-old girl. She will be here in the studio with Adam and myself, maybe also next week. Then we'll be playing her version of the same song. Life is just really cool. Anyway, we have 5 more minutes before we are moving to another studio. Everybody is moving to channel, a video channel on LA Talk Radio, and we'll be live. Also, we will be ready for downloads probably right after the show, and available for downloads again on YouTube. At this radio is on the Stitchers, on LA Talk Radio archives, and just you can find us anywhere that you want. Today, what is your name again, Martin?
Martin Harris.
Yeah, you have a shorter version for Americans. I can understand that.
Show business. No, I do it this way. For writing,
great.
For writing, family name, acting / producing, my stage name.
Do you miss your parents?
I just saw them, so not for another few months. I'm just kidding.
I understand that. Do they come here too?
No. My father is extremely busy. You know, like I hope he will have a lecture here eventually, because he had one in the University of Minneapolis.
Oh.
He's a professor of history of arts. He writes a lot of books. But those are like more very scientific books. And he's a workaholic, completely workaholic.
Now then we need to say hi to Daddy and Mommy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Daddy and Mommy always. They're always welcome here. Great people, yeah, for sure.
Of course. We would love to interview them, too.
My sister as well. Great person.
Oh, you have a sister? What's she doing?
She's studying. She's much younger than me. There's almost a generation of a gap between us.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, if somebody wants... We didn't talk anything about comedy nights. We need to say it. And we'll be repeating. Everybody,
yes.
Please switch to the video channel. In 10 minutes, we'll be talking one more time and you can see all of us. Then video channel. Talk about comedy
nights. Yeah, it happened out of nowhere. Started a couple of bar shows. It became, you know, popular. There was a vibe about it. And then Flappers Comedy Club in Burbank took me, and Wayans Brothers, Whitney Cummings, you know, started popping in, and there was a vibe about the show more and more and more in Burbank. And then Comedy Store, which is probably the biggest comedy club in the world, took me. And I had over 200 shows, you know, there. And it's big. It's big. This is big, really.
Oh,
this is really
Martin,
big.
Martin.
I'm pretty happy. I'm hosting the shows, too, you know. So I have some, Polish-American humor in it, because I'm usually hosting those shows. I'm producer.
I really need to know more about it. And I would love to
invite
promote
everybody.
The nights. Whenever the
to.
Nights would be, you come back.
Thank
and
you so
if
much.
You have guests who are there, comedy people, I would love it, too. I know we'll be working together on something really, really cool, Martin. I have this feeling. And that's great. Where we can find you, how we can get to you, if somebody wants to call you, write you, or just hire you for something, how they can get you?
I'm on Twitter, Martin W. Harris, so please follow me. And you can find me at the Comedy Store. I'm there every Friday. I have a show almost every Friday, 7:30 p.m. in the ballroom. Sometimes I have Sunday, sometimes I have Thursdays. And all my details you can find on IMDb as well.
Very, very
Please
impressive.
Do.
I'm so proud of you. And I'm proud of our beautiful actor. I know you will make it in this place, in Hollywood.
Hopefully.
And if somebody wants to hire you, see your reel. I was watching your reel. You are a very dramatic actor in things that I saw you. And but obviously you are very sweet and a happy person too. And I'm sure you will take really good roles or interesting roles. If somebody wants to get in touch with you, how we can get to you?
You can just go and check out my website at www.paulinasadecka.com.
Or everybody can go on Accent On on Facebook, Accent On and Accent On TV, the best of Poland and Europe. I post, of course, links to our guest from today. For right now, this is the Monday, third Monday? Third Monday already in January.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, January 2016. But life is good, and I'm hoping everybody enjoys this month. And for right now, I will say see you and listen to me next Monday. Accent On for today. Say bye-bye. I need to push the button, but first I need to put the glasses on because I am blind officially. Okay, Accent On. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.